You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Russ, how's it going, man? Pleasure to
hey,
meet
Russ,
you.
Russ, how
Russell
are you?
Wilson is here.
It's great to see you again, man.
We are
good. Good.
We are
Jerry,
live.
How
on
you doing?
Air. Yeah. This is, man, you smell great.
He does smell good.
That
smells very good.
Very good smelling man right there, I have to tell you. Russell Wilson is with us, and, man, I tell you, there was a lot of rumors years back about you being a New York Giant. Didn't happen a few years ago. It is now. Yeah. Tell me about your journey to being the Giants starting quarterback here in 2025.
Well, I'm excited, obviously, to be here. Obviously, I think we have a really good team that can do some things. We've got a lot of talent. But we got to take that talent and get wins. And I think the best thing about it is, having a guy like Malik Nabers, what he can do on the outside. I think Wandell Robinson, and when I was putting on the film, watching him play football, I played with a guy who was small like him in terms of height, in Tyler Lockett. Yeah. He reminds me a lot of him, his ability. He's tough as nails, can make all the plays. I think this defensive line is special. And so just to be here and to really just kind of re-energize this football team, I'm excited about the opportunity there.
You know, it's interesting, Russell. I was asking Jameis because he's in his third system in 3 years. You're in, I think, your fourth system in 4 years. Is that right?
Yeah.
You had two systems in Denver. You had the system in Seattle. You had last year. So this is actually your fifth system. You were last year in Pittsburgh. Is this, like, foreign to you, or is this something that you were familiar with?
You know, it's all ball. You know, I think that the best part about it is my obsession with football. I think, you know, the good thing is in Seattle for so many years, I was in West Coast style of offense. Mm-hmm. You know, Coach Darrell Bevell was my offensive coordinator for many of those years. And then I had, Schottenheimer. And most of that offense was, I would say, 70% what I'd done before, a little bit additional. And then, you know, I've been in West Coast for most of my career. Sean Payton obviously was West Coast. And so I think the cool part about this offense is that the versatility that we have at the line of scrimmage, all the different things that we can do, the ability to run the football and what, you know, those personnels and what we can get to, it's exciting. So I'm excited to be under Coach Daboll and Coach Kafka.
Do you watch the quarterback documentary on Netflix? Have you seen any of that?
I haven't had the chance to watch it yet.
All right.
I hear it's pretty good, though.
Yeah, it's great. And one of the reasons I bring it up is because Kirk Cousins is lamenting the fact that he goes from Minnesota, where they're pretty stagnant on their offensive formations, and he could read the defense. And a lot of quarterbacks like Aaron Rodgers don't like a lot of movement before the pre-snap and everything. They want to lock in and they want to see it all.
Yeah.
And he is just talking, Kirk Cousins is talking about, man, we got like 48 or 45 different ways to move people or shift, and we're always doing all these different things. And he really struggled down in Atlanta last year to the point where he actually called Raheem Morris, his head coach, and said, "Hey, Rob, man, I'm not playing well. I don't know what's going on here," as opposed to the other way around.
Yeah.
I always talk about the struggle of learning, just not only learning players, and I know you like your players here, but just in your brain being able to speak freely and give coaching points in the middle of a game in the heat of battle.
Yeah, I don't feel like I struggle with that. I think the part for me is, I don't mind the motions and shifts. I've been in, playing old school, going back to college. You know, I was at Wisconsin. We shifted everybody. Mm-hmm. It was power, and it was play action, deep shots. You know, also at the same time, right before that, NC State, I was in with Dana Bible and playing. You know,
I remember Dana Bible.
West Coast offense.
I, you know, that Dana Bible was a quarterback coach for me way back in the day.
I know. Yeah. Hey, what you doing? You know, so I remember that.
Like, shut up.
But so, you know, we used to talk about you, Boomer. Back
oh, you
then.
Did? Okay, great.
But what was awesome is that, you know, for me, I've been in, I don't mind the versatility of it all. I think what's important is the manipulation of the defense. You know, how do you get to it? How do you get to your one-on-one matchups? How do you find, how do you move guys? How do you get guys wide open? All of that. And then also, too, how do you open up run lanes? I think all that shift in motioning is fine with me. It doesn't affect me necessarily in terms of seeing the defense. And, you know, I think the thing is, playing quarterback, it's all process elimination. How fast can you read it? How fast can you see it? How fast can you see, okay, this is going to be either a three match coverage, or it's going to end up getting a six. You know, having that process elimination fast. And I think that's where the film study comes in.
Talking to Russell Wilson here at Giants camp, and I spent some years in Pittsburgh. You were there last year, and I saw you get fully immersed in the community there. Yeah. And you come here, and you're fully immersed here. And I think that's great. Why is it so important to you to not just be the starting quarterback for a particular team, but also, you know, represent the community in the city that you're in?
You know, I think it goes back to really just kind of, my experience growing up. You know, I grew up, I was born in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1988, when you won the MVP.
I was
88, baby.
Pointing out how old I am.
But, you know, I grew up with not much. I saw my parents work their butts off every day just to be able to get me to, you know, to school, to get me to baseball, to get me to football. Watching my mom be an ER nurse and my dad, unfortunately, be in hospitals. And, like, so that meant a lot to me. And I lost my dad in hospital. And so when I went to Seattle, you know, the first day I got there, I was like, hey, I called the hospital. I said, hey, can I come to Children's Hospital? They're like, yeah, we don't even know who you are, but sure. And I started making that a habit every Tuesday, because I felt like much is given, much is required, and it was a responsibility for me to be able to give back. And so that was really why I started doing the stuff in the community in Seattle, in such a way that I felt like there's an opportunity to give back and give a little hope. And with our foundation, One at U Foundation, that's meant a lot to me over the years. And so I've been fortunate to be able to be able to impact different cities and different locations. I think here in New York, obviously, there's so many young kids that you can impact and give a little hope to. It's always cool coming here to practice, and during practice, you know, and after practice, you get to see the kids, and that part's fun for me. You know, that's the one of the best parts about doing this job. You know, you're one of 32 men in the world that get to do what we get to do, and you've done it, Boomer, and it's a blessing every day they get to.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
To do it.
You know, Pete Carroll was my coach for the Jets, and then when he goes out to Seattle, the year that you were drafted, he was telling me that he and John Schneider were getting into a fight because he thought he was going to lose you in the draft.
Yeah.
And then you end up getting drafted. They signed Matt Flynn to that free agent contract. He was supposed to be the starter, And I remember calling out to Pete that just to talk to him. And, you know, it was preseason. You had just arrived. And he goes, Boomer, my starting quarterback is the guy that we drafted. I'm just telling you right now, he's going to start from day one. I'm like, you gave all that money to Matt Flynn. He goes, yeah. I don't care. Yeah. Russell's our guy. Russell came in and you took over the locker room. And that's something that, you know, very few people are able to do at a young age, the way that you did it with Seattle. The interesting thing is now you come here for the Giants, and you know what their numbers are. Their numbers have been horrible offensively the last couple of years, not in large part due to injuries. You know, I would say that was a big part of it. What is Brian Daboll expecting from you as the veteran leader of this team? What has he told you?
Well, I think the best thing that we can do is obviously, you know, give our defense a chance to really have a lead. You know, I think that's really important. I think with this pass rush and how these guys attack the quarterback, you know, we can get ahead early. You know, that's a big thing to win in football games, and I think that's an important part to it all. And you know, playing a four-quarter game, you know, I've been fortunate to win a lot of games in the fourth. I'm not afraid of being in those moments and having the ball in your hands and go win it. So
yeah, the one that was that killed the Giants over the last few years has been turnovers.
Yeah.
I mean, too many turnovers, too many interceptions, quarterback fumbles from the running back, drop passes, all the negative things. And I know you're new here, so you haven't been really a part of that. You actually took a team, Pittsburgh, to the playoffs last year. You did have success. I'm just wondering, like, how would you describe the way that you play on the field?
Well, I think that you want to be able to facilitate the ball to the right guy at the right time. I think the second part of it is that you want to be explosive on offense. And that doesn't just mean, you know, the deep moon balls everybody talks about. It's also the ability to get us into the right play in the right situation at the right time and to be able to facilitate that ball to that guy, and whether it's the run game or the pass game. I think also, too, that, you know, you want to be clutch. I think that's part of the quarterback position is the clutch gene you got to have, and you know, I think I definitely have it, you know, but you got to do it every time, and you got to step out there, and that's the part of the game that you love. You know, I remember Joe Girardi saying something, I'm paraphrasing here, but talking about Derek Jeter, and he said, you know, the thing that makes Derek Jeter so great in terms of playing baseball is that, one, he's consistent, but he's also consistently great at adjusting. And I think that you got to be able to adjust throughout the game, throughout the moments, and to be able to do it all.
You ever get mad?
Yeah, you definitely get mad.
I've never seen you
That's
mad.
The thing.
Like,
yeah.
I picture you being mad, like I don't know, like if you have a pet or something, and maybe they go to the bathroom inside as opposed to outside, and they see you going, dag nam it, you know, grabbing some paper towels, and then just being over it in like 2 seconds. Like, you seem to me, I don't know you, it's the first time I've ever met you, but you seem to be like the most well-adjusted athlete.
I want to be neutral in my mindset. I know there's going to be highs, I know there's going to be lows. I don't want to be, you can't be a leader in being, not knowing what they're going to get. And that could be either way. You could be pissed off, get leader all the time. Just be consistent with it. You could be upbeat leader, whatever, but be consistent with it. And I think that's what you got to know when guys, you know, approach you and you're approaching other guys. They got to know that you really care about them and how you go about it and all that. And I think that's where I try to bring the light in the room every day. I believe that, man, like I said, we got the best job in the world. Man, how could I, you know, but also at the same time, there's standards that we got to hit, and there's responsibilities, and there's execution, and there's focus. And my ability to switch on when I hit the white lines is I think, a gift, and to be able to do that in the midst of the moment. So I would say that, you know, I don't get pissed off, but I'm passionate. You know, so I'm a passionate player.
There's one more. I know you have to go in about a minute and a half now, but is there a perception of you from when you go into these new locker rooms that you have to fight against? What people think who you are, but you've never met them before, and you say, wait a second, that's not me. Whatever you saw, whatever you heard, whatever it is, this is me. Do you have to fight a perception of what people think of you when you come to these new teams?
I just try to be myself, man.
Yeah.
I'm upbeat. I'm focused.
Yeah.
I love the game of football. I love people. I love winning.
That's pretty good. I like it.
I think I have that hanging in my house.
I was going to ask
that. I love winning. I love football.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you about the realities of the sport. So here you are. You're on your fourth team. So, and I kind of went through that towards the end of my career. They drafted a young quarterback, Jackson Dart. Your impressions of him, and what do you think his future beholds?
Yeah, I think he's a super talented, you know, player, man. I think he's going to be really, really great.
He's like a funny kid.
Yeah. He's definitely funny. He's got a good personality. He's loose and all that, you know, and just in terms of his personality in a great way. And You know, he's got great arm talent, and you know, and hopefully I can help him in any way, you know. And
but you're not here. I mean, you're here to win football games for yourself. You're the leader of the team right now. Brian Daboll said you are the starter. You're the guy that's going to lead this team.
Of course, but I think what's important about leading a team is leading everybody. Mm-hmm. We don't, as leaders, we don't get to pick and choose who we lead. You know, if you're a leader, you lead all the time, and that's the responsibility. And you know, that's the gift that God's given me with the game. Is man, this is my 14th year. I'm excited about you know where I am. I feel amazing. You know, I feel confident. I'm running great, throwing great.
You don't have a lot of injuries. You've never really dealt with injury.
I've been very fortunate with that, and so
it's very smart. You've been very smart. Is what? No. He's smart. He knows what he's doing. He knows where the defense is. He knows where he's supposed to be. He knows how to get the hell out of the way.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it too is Get down.
Exactly.
You know, stay away from the big hits, but. You know, I also, you know, I think big part of it is just the training aspect of it all off season. It's a 365-day job, and getting prepared for that mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically is important.
Final question for me, real quick. The schedule, you know, we all look at it. We never know what the team is going to be like when you play that team. We never know what kind of condition your team's going to be in.
Yep.
But this is, on paper, the hardest schedule, and you got two opening games. And I don't know about you, but I used to look at that schedule and say, oh, my God, I can't believe I got to start in Washington. I got to go to Dallas. I mean, this is good. Right out of the gate, you guys are going to be tested.
Yeah, we get to.
Yes.
We get to. It's a mentality. It's you've got to try to beat everybody anyway. You know, why not start with the tough ones right away? You know, I think big part of it is you know, some people, they get the schedule and they start counting wins and losses.
But that's what we do for a living.
I think what you got to do is you got to count. You got to count today and let the days add up. And then when you look back at it and say, man, all those days added up to be something great, to give us a great chance to be successful on Sunday. And so that's what I'm looking forward to.
If you could go back in time and not hit post on Mr. Unlimited video, would you do it?
I would still do it, man. I got kids that Unlimited.
I got it in person.
But we're having fun, man. I'm excited about this year. I'm excited about the opportunity that we have. It's going to be a great day today. The fans here have been, you know, it's been really fun is watching the fans here. You know,
they're starving for a winner. I know. This is a great franchise.
Yes, sir, it is.
And it has a history. And that history is really good under Bill Parcells and Phil Simms and all of those guys. And then, of course, Tom Coughlin, Eli Manning. And Brian has been trying to get that back.
Yeah.
And the thing that I appreciate the most about what the Giants have done for Brian Daboll is they stuck with him.
Yeah, he's a great coach. I mean, he's a phenomenal teacher. He understands the game. He's a champion. He's won before in different ways. And I think what's important for us is letting us try to be great, you know, and just believing that every day, having that mentality and approaching it that way.
How about a 3-2-1 Unlimited for the three of us?
Sure.
Right? 3-2-1 Unlimited. All right. Very good. Russ, thanks, man. Good luck this year. All right. Get some wins.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.